Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a story that highlights a critical, often overlooked aspect of financial reporting, methodology. It's easy to get caught up in the headlines, but as we'll discuss, the way data is handled is paramount.
Exactly. We're talking about the recent incident involving Bloomberg News and the Reserve Bank of India's gold reserves. It's a fascinating case study that perfectly illustrates why precision and context in financial analysis are not just important, but absolutely essential, especially when dealing with national economic assets.
Absolutely. The initial report suggested a significant shift in the RBI's gold holdings, which certainly grabbed attention. But what followed was a retraction, revealing not a policy change, but a fundamental misinterpretation of data. This correction, though perhaps less dramatic than the original report, carries far more weight.
And the core of that misinterpretation? It came down to a crucial distinction, using same-day domestic gold prices versus the established international benchmark for valuing institutional assets. For us as individuals, tracking investments might involve real-time prices, but for central banks, the valuation methodology for their reserves is entirely different.
That's right. Central bank reserves are about stability and long-term perspective, not the fleeting fluctuations of a domestic trading floor. This incident compels us to re-examine how even reputable news outlets approach complex data, particularly concerning sensitive national assets.
The narrative arc here is so instructive. It starts with an erroneous headline implying a material change, then pivots to a subtle correction that exposes data challenges and the sophisticated practices needed in global finance. The thesis is clear: this wasn't just a blip, it underscores a systemic risk in financial reporting over-reliance on potentially unverified, real-time domestic pricing.
Let's really drill down into that error, shall we? Bloomberg Economics initially used same-day domestic gold prices. For a retail investor, gold prices can swing wildly day by day. But for a central bank like the RBI, gold reserves are a bedrock of financial stability, an inflation hedge, and a symbol of economic strength, not a tool for capitalizing on intraday swings.
Precisely. And that's where the established international benchmark, like the London Bullion Market Association, or LBMA, price, becomes critical. The LBMA provides a stable, internationally recognized valuation, less susceptible to the immediate reactions of a single domestic market. It's the gold standard for valuing gold, so to speak.
Imagine applying that volatile, same-day domestic price to a massive quantity of gold, like the RBI's. Even if the physical amount of gold remained constant, a domestic price spike could artificially inflate the reported value, creating a misleading picture of volatility. The retraction confirmed this: the RBI's holdings were unchanged in May.
It wasn't a policy change, it was a methodological oversight in reporting the value. This immediately raises broader questions about the rigor applied to financial data interpretation, especially for critical national assets. Simply having data isn't enough; context and appropriate benchmarks are vital.
To truly grasp why this distinction is so profound, we have to understand the strategic role of central bank gold reserves. It's far more than just a commodity. It's a store of value, a crucial inflation hedge, and a key component of foreign exchange reserves, providing a layer of security that other assets can't match.
And the principles of reserve management for central banks are all about stability and liquidity. They need to know their reserves are available and their value isn't prone to wild swings based on intraday trading noise. Central banks aren't day traders, they are custodians of national financial stability.
Their gold holdings are managed with a long-term perspective, often held physically. International accounting standards also favor consistent, audited, and benchmarked valuations for transparency and comparability. The emphasis is always on a reliable and defensible valuation.
This contrasts sharply with typical retail gold trading, which is reactive to daily news. Institutional reserve management is strategic and deeply rooted in established benchmarks. Understanding these fundamentals clarifies why the initial Bloomberg analysis was misaligned with central bank operations.
Now, let's turn to the newsroom itself. The fact that a major agency like Bloomberg, known for its sophisticated data infrastructure, issued a retraction is significant. It makes us wonder about their internal checks and balances, doesn't it?
Right? We can visualize that reporting process. Information comes in, analysts interpret, reporters write, editors review. Somewhere along that chain, the error in data methodology wasn't caught. It's also important to distinguish between Bloomberg Economics, the analytical arm, and Bloomberg News, the reporting desk.
And then there's the constant pressure in financial news, being first versus being accurate, especially with quantitative data. The temptation to rely on readily available, real-time data is immense in the race to break news.
The role of data vendors and APIs is also key. Errors can cascade from data providers to analytical tools and then to news reports. What internal processes might Bloomberg need to review? Perhaps more robust cross-referencing, a mandatory second-tier review for analyses involving institutional assets, or even AI tools to flag methodological discrepancies.
This incident offers an opportunity for industry-wide reflection on data validation in both automated and semi-automated reporting. It shows that even sophisticated providers aren't immune to errors, necessitating a critical lens from both producers and consumers of financial information.
Let's talk about the ripple effect. Even before a retraction, market sentiment can be influenced. Investors might react to a report about a central bank altering its holdings, causing brief volatility in stock markets or currency exchange rates.
It demonstrates the power of narrative in finance. How the story told about the data can impact market behavior, even if the underlying facts are later corrected. This brings us to the crucial issue of trust in financial journalism.
And when errors occur, especially fundamental ones like misvaluing national assets, it can erode confidence. However, the retraction itself is a positive sign, showing a commitment to correcting the record, which can help reinforce trust long term.
The impact on currency markets, even if temporary, is tangible. A misstatement about core assets can influence perceptions of a nation's economic stability and its currency's strength. It creates a constant challenge for investors to filter signal from noise.
This story is a microexample of how subtle data interpretation can lead to vastly different conclusions about macroeconomic stability. The nuance is everything. Investors and policymakers rely on accurate reporting for strategic decisions.
So, what does this mean for the future? How can we move towards future-proofing financial data analysis and reporting? Enhanced data validation protocols are absolutely essential for financial news organizations and data analysis firms.
This means implementing stricter checks, especially for cross-border and institutional data, ensuring appropriate and consistent benchmarks are used. It's about building a robust system that catches errors before they reach the public.
As AI and algorithms play a greater role, human oversight becomes even more critical. AI can identify patterns but also perpetuate errors if not guided by human judgment. We need processes that ensure AI flags conceptual errors, not just syntactic ones.
There's also a need to educate the audience. Financial news consumers must be equipped to critically assess quantitative information. Understanding the difference between raw data, analysis, and the final report empowers individuals to be more discerning.
And the role of benchmarking standards cannot be overstated. Clearer, more standardized methodologies for reporting on central bank assets, emphasizing internationally recognized benchmarks, would provide a more consistent and reliable framework for everyone.
Technologically, solutions like blockchain could offer immutable data trails, making it harder to misinterpret historical data. Advanced AI could automatically cross-reference data from multiple sources, flagging discrepancies.
Ultimately, this Bloomberg retraction isn't an anomaly to be dismissed. It's a signal for evolution in best practices within a data-saturated financial world. While the retraction is a correction, it serves as a valuable learning moment.
It pushes the entire financial information ecosystem toward greater precision, transparency, and a deeper appreciation for methodological rigor. It's about moving beyond reactive corrections and proactively building systems that minimize the possibility of such errors.
This isn't just about preventing a single misreporting incident, it's about reinforcing the very foundations of trust and reliability in an industry that relies on precision. The stakes are incredibly high when we're discussing information that guides investment decisions and economic policy.
If investors can't rely on the accuracy of reported figures concerning a central bank's reserves, it forces constant skepticism and a need for independent verification, which is unsustainable in fast-paced markets. This incident is a call to action for all stakeholders.
The challenge is multifaceted: technical data handling, human editorial judgment, and systemic pressures. It's about fostering a culture where accuracy is an ingrained principle, guiding every step of the reporting process.
This requires a commitment to continuous improvement, adapting to new technologies, and an unwavering focus on the integrity of the information we disseminate. It's about proactive systems, not just reactive corrections.
To wrap up, let's quickly summarize the key takeaways. We saw how the core issue was the reliance on same-day domestic gold prices versus established international benchmarks like LBMA for valuing institutional assets. This led to artificial volatility and misrepresentation.
Exactly. The strength here is in using those international benchmarks for stability and accuracy, reflecting strategic reserve management. The challenge is the risk of using data without context, leading to inaccurate reporting of crucial national assets.
And the strategic role of central bank reserves as a store of value and inflation hedge was highlighted. Their purpose is stability, not day trading, underscoring the need for consistent valuation. The weakness is that misinterpreting these assets can create false impressions of instability.
Regarding newsroom processes, the strength is Bloomberg's issuance of a retraction, showing accountability. However, the challenge lies in the potential for errors due to speed pressures and reliance on automated tools, emphasizing the need for rigorous checks.
The ripple effect on market sentiment and trust is significant. Accurate reporting builds trust, and timely corrections help restore it. The challenge is that even temporary inaccuracies can cause volatility and erode confidence, adding to market noise.
Looking forward, the strengths are in enhancing data validation, leveraging AI for error detection, and promoting financial literacy. Standardized benchmarking is also key for a reliable framework.
The challenge for the future is embedding these improvements systemically and fostering a culture of continuous accuracy. Overcoming the pressure for speed while maintaining meticulousness requires ongoing vigilance across the entire financial information ecosystem.
And as a final disclaimer, this content is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be taken as financial advice. Always consult a licensed advisor before making investment decisions.
Absolutely. This incident serves as a powerful reminder that in the world of finance, methodology isn't just a technical detail, it's the bedrock of reliable reporting and informed decision-making. Thanks for joining us on Bago Media, Finance.
Thanks for having me. It's been a crucial discussion.